How are you doing over there?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you tell me what base you're on right now before your deployment?
Right now, I'm at the Divot Hub in Atlanta, Georgia.
You're at the what?
The Divot, D-V-I-D-S, Hub.
Okay. Oh, D-V-I-D-S? Okay, got it.
Yeah, Delta, Victor, India, Delta, Sierra.
Okay, all right. And Atlanta. Okay.
That's right,
so,
right.
Okay. So when's your flight out of the States then?
Oh, we're not flying out till next spring, kind of.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I was led to believe it was going to be sooner than that. Sorry about that. Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
We're just kind of doing pre-deployment training, so this is part of
my
training.
Okay. After pre-deployment training. Okay. All right.
But I'm actually stationed in California.
Okay. At Pendleton?
No, I'm stationed at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar.
Okay.
I'm with the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing.
Okay. Miramar. Okay. All right. Okay. And so it's Tiffany with an I at the end?
With a Y.
A Y. Okay. Okay. Sorry. The PIO spelled it with an I for some reason.
Oh, no. I'm not that fancy.
Okay. So Tiffany Carter. Okay. Yeah, good thing I checked, huh? Okay. Yeah, wouldn't have done to have it misspelled 8 times in the story.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, are you Napa born and raised, or how long did you live in Napa?
I lived in Napa for about 20 years before I joined the Marine Corps.
Okay.
So yeah, born and raised.
Okay. And how old are you now?
I'm 32.
32, okay.
Been in the Marine Corps for about 12 years.
Okay. And Marines, 12 years. Okay. So you joined out of, did you join out of college then?
I did. I went to college for about a year and a half. I went to college in Santa Rosa, Hill Business College, got 2 associates, and then joined the Marine Corps shortly thereafter.
Okay. Working with a new keyboard, so I'm still getting used to it, so I'm going to be a little bit slow. But, okay. Okay. And a new chair, so, okay.
Yeah. All fancy over there now.
Okay. Okay. So, can you tell me how you came to join the Marines, whether it was something you thought about for a long time? Can you tell me what went into that decision?
Well, basically, my uncle was a Marine, and I used to write letters to him when he was in Desert Storm.
Okay.
So that was kind of my first experience with the Marine Corps. And I always thought about joining the Army when I was in high school, but it wasn't really something I was too interested in. But it wasn't until I was at a business college, we were working on our resumes, and I was trying to think of what kind of stuff I would be putting down, and you know, computer business experience was good, but there was actually an Army Reserve guy that was at our school, and he, I don't know, he's always, like, the teacher's assistant. He always gave these, like, really good speeches in class, and I figured that what I really wanted to be successful in life wouldn't come from any textbook and probably be real-world experience. Mm-hmm. It would look good on a resume someday, so I joined the Marine Corps. But I originally was going to join reservists and do 4 years, pay off my bachelor's, and get out. But here I am 12 years later.
Okay. So. Can you give me 1 second? Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. you said you figured you'd do a certain amount of time and get out. Did you say 2 years? I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch you.
Oh, I was going to probably just do like 4 years and get my bachelor's, pay off my student loan, and then get out and go work. I wanted to go work for Hewlett Packard in Silicon Valley or something like that.
Okay.
That was my dream at the time.
Okay.
But I didn't want to start in the mailroom. You know, I wanted at least
get
in kind of management. I figured the Marine Corps would help me.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But I love my job. That's why I stayed.
Okay. So it would have been about 2 years after your enlistment that 9/11 happened. Would that be correct? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'd like to know if that played a role in your decision to stay for the long haul.
Yes and no, actually. When September 11th happened, I'd actually just had my daughter, and my daughter was born in July, so September 11th happened about 2 months after that. And I was a very young mom, single mom, and I was in Japan. I was by myself. I was actually kind of scared being over there, and I'd wondered if I'd made the right decision, and, you know, was I going to go be in harm's way, or what? I didn't really know what was going to happen next. None of us knew what was going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a scary time for us.
Mm-hmm.
But and I actually contemplated maybe getting out because I was kind of fearful of having to leave my family.
Uh-huh.
But I'd gotten orders to recruiting. It was my next duty station, and I ended up staying in and kind of felt like that was an important job to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being pretty challenging trying to recruit during a war.
Uh-huh.
So, but I do remember going home for the first time and didn't really know what the impact was when I was in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember coming home on the coming home and then going over to the San Francisco, the bridge, and just seeing how patriotic everybody had become soon thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of raised my spirits a little bit.
Okay. The bridge, you mean the Bay Bridge?
The Golden Gate.
Golden Gate, okay.
The Bay Bridge, I think it probably was the Bay Bridge coming back.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, I just remember seeing, like, a building with, like, a flag cannon on the side of it. I don't remember seeing that before. And then just, you know, everybody just kind of, like, welcoming me back home.
Uh-huh.
So it was I kind of felt like maybe I had to stay in, like, I had a job to do. So.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, I was in Japan. I didn't really understand it.
Uh-huh.
You know, how everyone was, and when I came back to the States, I understood a little bit more.
Is this your first Middle Eastern deployment, or have you had one before?
This will be my first. I've been in 12 years, and this will be my first time going over there.
Okay.
So it's my time.
Okay.
But I worked on the recruiting side of the house, and I was an instructor, and then now I wanted to deploy.
Okay.
So they hooked me up over with the Air Wings.
Okay. I'm sorry, what kind of instructor?
I was an instructor for our... For our job field.
For what? I'm sorry.
For our career field. So,
okay.
For instance, that's public affairs. So,
okay.
I was an instructor actually in broadcasting.
Okay. Casting and public affairs. And where were you based during that time?
That was at Fort Meade, Maryland.
Okay.
That's where all the services for that career field go to school.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't just teach Marines, I taught all services.
Okay.
So a lot of them will go through boot camp, then they go to school, and then they go out to their job.
Mm-hmm. And your rank now is Staff Sergeant?
I'm sorry?
Is your rank Staff Sergeant then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When did you learn you'd be deployed to Afghanistan?
I pretty much knew when I got here. That's why I came here for deployment, but I didn't know exactly when.
Okay.
I thought it had actually been soon after I got there, but I think I found out for sure, I think a couple months ago. I can't really remember. asked me when. But I did find out that it was going to be for a year. They weren't sure if it was going to be for 6 months or if I'm going for the whole duration.
Okay.
But,
okay. So that part's still up in the air then? Whether it's
no, that's for sure now. I'm going forward for a year.
Okay.
So up in the air for a while there. So.
Okay. It's 12.
So that's kind of new. My first time over there, I'm going for a year.
Okay. What's your role going to be over there?
I'm going to be the public affairs chief for the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing.
For which wing? I'm sorry.
The 3rd.
Okay.
Marine Aircraft Wing.
Okay. And where in Afghanistan will he be headquartered?
I'm not sure specifically. It's either going to be Camp Leatherneck or Bastion. B-A-S-T-I-O-N.
There was noise on the line. Can you repeat that, please?
Sure. Either Camp Leatherneck.
Either Camp Leatherneck or...
Or Bastion, I think. B-A-S-T-I-O-N.
Bastion? B-A-S-T-I-O-N?
Correct.
Okay.
But probably Camp Leatherneck.
Okay. Now, given the recent reports that the U.S. wants to draw most of its troops out of Afghanistan over the next 3 years, mm-hmm. how does it make you feel that you're going in when so many others are expected to be withdrawn?
Well, I think right now it's a really important time because what we're going to be focusing on is that transition period and, you know, helping the Afghans kind of police their own now.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be pretty important. So, yes, we may be withdrawing, but it's not. It can't be a drastic pullout. It's not going to do that. We're not going to leave until the job's done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty important transition period for us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can imagine all the discussion that's gone into it. It's just as I was researching this, I happened upon a fresh report in the Wall Street Journal last night for California, which seemed to spell it out more than other ones had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just looking for basic facts and figures. I wasn't actually looking for the latest news, but.
Sure.
That article just came up right at the top of the Google page.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Probably know more than I do. No.
Okay. Yeah. The story might or might not be behind a paywall, but if it's not behind a paywall, it should still be up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... I'd like. What family do you still have in the Napa area?
My uncle Mike with eczema. He lives up on Atlas Peak Road. And a whole bunch of friends. My aunt Rosie still lives there. My mom was living there, so she came and lived with me to take care of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago. Who else? My family still lives here. I have family in Fairfield. What should I think of? Well, Napa. Mostly just friends and family.
Okay. So what's your daughter's name then?
My daughter's name is Angelica.
Angelica?
Mm-hmm.
Is that with a G?
Correct. Okay. Traditional spelling.
So she'd be 12 now then.
Oh, my daughter? No, she's
10. Sorry. 10, sorry.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. I need to finish my cup of coffee.
She doesn't need to get any bigger any faster now.
Okay.
So it's good enough for me right now.
So yep. Is she with you or with another part of the family?
She is with my mom.
Okay.
And my mom is watching her at my place in San Diego. When I leave, she'll be with my mom in Merced.
Okay.
So that's kind of the big thing. This is the first time I've actually, this will be the longest period of time I've ever lost my daughter for a year. So we've been talking about it, and she's been pretty anxious. But Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh.
Okay.
Her phone was beeping.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's probably going to be the hardest part, uh-huh. Being away from my daughter for a year. I think it would probably be harder for her than for me. I'm going to be busy. But, like I said, this would be the longest time I've ever been away from her, so.
Okay. So when you and Angelica have talked about what to expect during the year while you're away, I mean, what has she been telling you? That she's concerned for you or just the unknown? What
probably
kind of
the worst thing that could happen. She's afraid that I'm going to die.
Okay.
You know, I mean, honestly, that's what she tells me. And it's hard to tell her. That is reality, but I tell her that, you know, I'm going over there to do a job, and I'm doing the same job over there that I'm doing over here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that it's safer now, but there's that possibility. I try not to worry about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, though, to say it's reality.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I do tell her, you know, if anything were to happen to me, that she'd be taken care of. So that's the biggest thing I can tell her. Believe me, you know, you'd be taken care of if anything would happen to me. You know? And I don't know if that helps, but...
Have you got ways of staying in touch with her, like doing Skype calls or something for the duration?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. A lot of people over there will go ahead and Skype. She's familiar with it because she's all tech savvy.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure she does that with relatives back on the East Coast. So that's how I intend on keeping in touch with her, and you know, phone calls when I can. But
yeah,
that girl, even now, if I try to make a phone call, I'm busy. So hopefully the Skype thing will help.
Yeah, let's see. What's the number of time zones between Afghanistan and Merced?
I want to say it's like 12 hours. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Between us and Afghanistan. It's on the East Coast. It's like 12 hours. Whereas we're 7 hours. So on the West Coast, it would be like 10 hours. Probably like 10 hours.
Okay.
When I used to have my friends that I talked to in Afghanistan, they would call me. Theirs was always, like, flipped. So if it was, like, night for us, it was day for them.
Yeah.
So it makes it difficult. So the only good time they would ever call me was, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. Or,
yeah.
Or I would usually, like, get a phone call, like, 6 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So it's like, kind of flipped.
Okay. So as for the pre-deployment training, can you tell me what kind of things it involves and what some of your daily routine is? While there?
For a pre-deployment?
Yeah.
I haven't done too much. Like right now, I'm just here for this class, learning how to set up this antenna that helps us do live feeds back to the stateside. Learning that. I've got some computer training, how to use this thing called SharePoint. And then just like your basic stuff. I'm doing like... deer training, make sure we have rifle familiarization for those that haven't shot a rifle in a while. A lot of shots after that.
So some of it's almost like the training you do for a regular corporate job then.
A lot of PowerPoint classes, and we even give a brief on, you know, how to interact with the media over there. So a lot of it's just refreshers anyway. It's just, you know, to get that familiarization training just before we deploy.
From what you've been told in your upcoming position, what sorts of international media would you be dealing with now that the war is 10 years old?
We just had a class on that. Sometimes, you know, BBC, Al Jazeera, those sort of outlets that are over there. I think, AP, Reuters.
Yeah.
And they're different affiliates.
Okay.
They're international. So.
Okay.
Depends on what's making news at the time.
Okay. Let's see. I just bring it up because of the number of outlets that, for instance, were covering the first year of the Iraq War, but because of financial problems with their outlets back home, they had to withdraw. I've personally known a couple. There was there are a couple of reporters out of the Gazette in Colorado Springs. They were embedded during the first 2 years of the Iraq War, and due to various financial reverses at Freedom Communications, which was my former employer, they had to go home. Yeah, I know. Although, I don't think the immediate reason was known, because it just, the time they were pulled back happened to coincide with the time when the last reporter had to go home anyway, because his wife was having their first child.
Okay. So you're talking about Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah. Yeah. So it gave that paper at least a graceful way to get out. Yeah. I know you're not in the position yet, but when you do start, do you already have the feeling that there are stories out there that you think Americans need to know, and you're thinking it might be tough to get the word out because there will be fewer outlets?
Well, I mean, hopefully if we're doing our job right, the media will go ahead and pick up our stories that, you know, my Marines will be covering over there. You think what I've learned here, letting them distribute our material, just hoping they're still interested in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people know that we're pulling out of Iraq, mm-hmm. and that the American public has to understand that we still have a job to do. Mm-hmm. It's not quite over yet, and mm-hmm. not we shouldn't anticipate too quickly into, you know, just getting our troops home. We have to finish the job that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, American public having patience, mm-hmm. and not forgetting that there's still plenty and plenty of troops that are overseas, mm-hmm. still continuing to do a job. So hopefully they don't forget about us.
Okay. So Leatherneck, where is it in relation to Kabul, so I can help readers visualize it?
Oh, in relation to Kabul, I'd have to look at a map, because I'm not entirely sure mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's above Kabul, but I'm not sure. But actually, one of these brains here might know.
Okay.
Hey, Mathart?
He's trying to figure out, like, in relation to Kabul, where Camp Leatherneck is, you know?
No,
he doesn't know. Yeah, he's only been there a rock, so.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching this. Okay. Shoot that off. I can get that information for you,
sure.
But off my head, I do not know.
Yeah.
We just had a brief last week of
okay.
where all the bases are.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's a little bit above Kabul, but I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. In fact, while I'm here, I'll quickly give you my phone number and my email address. I know I gave them to Keon, but I want to give them directly to you if I could as well.
All right. I might turn over to do it with my pen.
Okay.
Off. You got my tip.
Okay.
All right, on. Oh, thank you. Okay, what is Howard Rips on here?
Yes.
Arguing. Okay, what is your
yes.
Question?
And my phone number here is area code 707.
Yes.
256.
256.
2214.
2214, okay.
Okay. My email address is hyune@napanews.com.
Okay.
And also, my editors have suggested that this story could run right on Veterans Day.
Okay.
So I'm planning to do most of the story by the end of the week, but there will be a little time for touch-ups or extra facts as needed.
Okay.
One other thing. Now, Keon told me that you would also be available for up to an hour tomorrow.
Sure. Oh, yeah. If I could follow up with you for an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we have classes up until, maybe 12 or 1. 12
okay.
11 to 9. That would be, around, 9 or 10 your time, and then
Okay.
Across to the airport. So while I'm at the airport, I'll have tons of time because I'm not flying out till 7.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Is there a cell number by which I could reach you then?
Sure. My cell phone number is 240.
Just a second.
Sure.
Okay. 240. I'm ready.
Are you ready? 240-446.
446.
39.
39. 3997.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 240-446-3997.
Yes, sir.
Okay. One other thing. I'd also like to invite your mother to speak with us for a bit, if she would like to. So, I'd like to invite you to pass my contact information on to her.
That's my brother, or my mother.
Your mother, in Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, she, uh huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she'd love to talk.
Yeah.
She's mom.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, to get another viewpoint on what it's like to have someone go off to war, especially the later stages of one.
Sure, yeah. She's been around since my daughter was, like, 2. She's been taking
care
of my daughter since, I think, 2005, when she moved in.
Okay.
So she's been around having to deal with me just going up and leaving.
Okay.
But she's one of my biggest supporters, of course, so, that'd be great.
Okay, so if she has a chance to give me a call, whether it's later today or tomorrow morning,
Okay.
One thing, tomorrow I will be leaving in the middle of the day. I actually have a doctor's appointment at 1:45 here in Napa. So, so I am, for the time being, on duty here 3 days a week. So if she's interested in giving me a call, it might be a good idea for her to send me an email ahead
Thanks.
Of time so I can plan my schedule out. As a matter of fact, for that purpose, I want to give you a second email address. This one goes to my phone.
Okay, let me grab the
Okay.
And then thing I was writing on.
Okay.
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 What is it?
The email address is Howard Yoon, just first and last name, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I talked to Keon about having a photo of you emailed over here. Has he talked about that with you?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay. Well, if you've got a good recent photo of yourself, feel free to send that along.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm glad we had this chance to talk, and I will try to get back in touch with you tomorrow if I can think of other things that readers might be interested in.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. And again, thanks very much. And
thank you.
Even though it's months ahead of time, just wish you safety during your time there.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for the support.
Okay, so hopefully talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds good, Howard.
Okay, take care.
All right, have a good day. You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.